But let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for an opportunity again to come before you, to hear your word. And Lord, I pray this morning that you'll speak to us. Lord, I pray that every single person here will realize that we need to follow after you, to be obedient to you, to do according to your word. And Lord, I pray for everyone here, that they finish their course, that through their whole lives they remain Christian, that they keep on trusting in you and keep on loving you. I ask you to keep them, Lord. And as we go through your word this morning, may it light our path, may it speak to us, and may it cause us to know an acceptable life that we should lead before you. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning we're going to be looking at Saul, a tragedy. Saul, a tragedy. And what makes Saul a tragedy is the fact that he's much like many people in the church today. They come to the Lord, they're touched by the Lord, new hearts from God, love the Word, love church, love the people of God. Yet in the end, their lives deny Christ. And this is exactly what happened to Saul. And he teaches us the way that we should not go. Saul was the first king to be anointed over Israel. In fact, Israel wanted God to give them a king. So God told Samuel, they haven't rejected you. In fact, the people have rejected me. Because they want to be like other nations. They don't want to be a peculiar people. They don't want to be set apart unto God. And isn't that the same today in the church? The church no longer wants to be set apart from the world. The church wants to be the same as the world. Let's bring in growth programs. Let's bring in marketing. Let's bring in all these principles of the world to make the church more acceptable. That's what's going on today. We're too different. Christians are too different. We don't have to be different. And the world is telling us that all gods are fine because all roads lead to Rome or to heaven. But did you know that all roads actually lead to hell? God is not into an ecumenical movement. Serve Him only. That's the message of the Bible. But we don't want to be so peculiar. We don't want to be set apart. What's wrong if we like the world? And that was Israel's problem. We don't want to live under a theocratic rule. We don't want God to be our king. We want something that we can see. We don't want to walk by faith. We want to walk by sight. We don't want to walk by the word of God. We want to feel something. We want to satisfy the flesh. And all of this should sound familiar. Give us a pastor that can go before God on our behalf. We don't want the responsibility of our own lives. We want to stand before God one day and say, but so-and-so told me that I could do this. And God is going to say to you, but it's in my word. You have a responsibility for your life. Remember the Israelites with Moses? After they met the Lord on Mount Sinai, they ran away. And they said to Moses, don't ever do this to us again. You represent us. You go before God. We'll appoint you as the one to stand between us and the Lord. It's the same type of thing all the time in the church. We don't want the responsibility of being different. We want to be like the world. And the story of Saul is for us to teach us something about salvation, about Christ, and about our human heart. What we really like and how it can go wrong, as it went wrong with Saul. And all the characters of the Bible teach us something about this Christian life. But let's look closer at Saul. God wanted Israel to be ruled by him through judges. And Samuel was the last judge. That was God's way. But Israel became ashamed of being ruled by God. And we are not to be ashamed of Christ. We are not to be ashamed of being Christians. There's nothing wrong with being Christians. It's the eternal thing to do. The world hates Christians it does not mean that it is wrong. Don't be ashamed of what you believe. And so Israel said, we want to be like the world. And that's the big danger in the church today. Let's bring worldly marketing hype into the church. Let's make God more presentable to the world. And Israel wanted to be more accepted by the nations around them. They did not want to be so different. We don't want to walk by faith. Let's walk by sight. But either God rules you or something else does. That's really the choice. Either you do it God's way or you're led astray. Either you walk by faith or you walk by sight. Either it's in the spirit or it's in the flesh. You see, you can't have both. That's the thing about the Bible. You cannot have both. And this is just what happened at the time of Saul. Because the world goes by outward appearances, and Israel wanted something that they could see. Someone majestic, someone great, so that they could also say to the other nations, see, we also have a king, a deliverer. And Saul fully satisfied the desires of the people. He was a man of great stature, from the most military tribe in all of Israel. Who better, they thought, to lead the people in battle against their enemies? He was a head and shoulders taller than all men. And he was good looking. But Saul was also a man whose own spiritual life mirrored that of the majority of Israel. He was a house built on sand, whose lack of saving faith was made clear when the storms came. A man whose faith was on sand. The same as everyone who walks by sight. You want to build your house on the rock? Walk by faith and trust in the word of God. And any life or nation built upon sand will fail. That's the teaching of the word. Saul's reign revealed the motive of the people's demand for a king. Yet even if Saul had been obedient to God, his reign would have been destined to fail. Because Jesus was to come through the line of the tribe of Judah. That was the royal tribe from which the King of Glory was to come. And so when Saul failed, David was chosen by God. The people who walk by sight, who want to be like the world, these are the people of this age who are actually going to hell. And the carnal Christians that go by the outward. Everything has to look right. Everything has to feel right. Everything has to fulfill our senses. We must have goosebumps when we come to church. That way we know that God is here. It's those type of Christians. And so God satisfies this in giving them Saul for the people. And the story of Saul goes like this. His father's donkeys are lost. And so Saul is